following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Anita is here with her guest this afternoon. It's Wednesday, and you're getting the last word in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate. Anita Hiles, what's going on this afternoon, Anita?
A lot's going on. Glad to be here, AJ. Glad to have you with me, as usual. You're awesome.
Well, you're more than awesome.
But we have a great show for everyone today, so please do not turn that dial. Stay. And we had a plane crash. That was something else.
Yeah, we sure did. And now, as you think that's going to be a real estate, maybe if they park it somewhere permanently, that could be some real estate.
That could be some real estate.
That interesting was, to see what they do with it, whether they're going to.
It was pretty amazing to see that going down.
They're down the river.
Down the river. And we are thankful that everybody was
everybody
fine.
Was safe. That was the miracle part of it. And
that was.
Thank God for that.
Yes.
And now it's down in Green Cove Springs, and it'll be interesting to see whether they, you know, after the NTSB looks over the whole situation with the plane, whether they are they going to float it somewhere else, or are they just going to dismantle it and get it out of there?
Right. I don't know, but yeah, I know Green Cove Springs is a great place to live.
Yes, it is. A lot of good real estate there.
A lot of great real estate, a lot of new construction out there, and boy, has it gotten expensive out there. But we have the infamous Audrey Lackey here in the studio with us. I'm so excited to have her from the Legends East Coast Property Management.
Well, thank you, Anita. I'm thrilled to be here.
I am so excited to have you. And Audrey has been around
a long time.
We won't say exactly how long, but you know, I'm trying to remember that the first time I met you is when I was in California. We had spoke on the phone when you were recruiting for Watson Realty Corp.
Right.
And so that was quite a ways back.
Absolutely.
You know, time flies, and here we are today.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. And we have Hunter Reed. Hunter Reed is from Attorneys Title and Services, LLC. And on occasion, we have Jessica Morris on. We're going to call her your sidekick. I love Jessica, so we might pick on Jessica a little bit today because she can't stand up for herself here. But you do all the closings for a lot of real estate companies and for a lot of FSBOs out there, for sale by owners. And so we're glad to have you. And our topic today, you know, we always try to encourage people, obviously, to purchase a home. And you know, you go in, you talk to your real estate agent. We're going to get you talking to a lender, trying to find to see if we can get you qualified. But there's times where it is not, you're not quite ready. And so we end up putting you in a property that you can lease until you can purchase a home. And I know that, you know, after my divorce, well, actually, it wasn't even divorce. That's another topic. That's another show. And a
That's
different
another
hour.
2 hours.
But I had this long separation, and so I could not purchase a property at the time, being the fact that I was still married. And there's ways around it, but I chose not to. So I had to rent and lease a property for some time until I waited until my divorce was final. And then finally, as everyone knows, because I've been talking about it, I finally purchased a home. And so we want to make sure that we hook you up with the right people when you need to lease a property. Or if you're out there and you own income property, you're an investor, or you're just a simple homeowner that perhaps maybe you have to leave the state, you're in the military, getting relocated, and you want to lease your property out, well, Audrey Lackey's company is the one that you definitely want to go to. And so we're going to be talking about that this hour, and we're going to be encouraging you to call and ask your questions about property management at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. Audrey, tell me a little bit about yourself, because you have a very impressive resume.
Oh, thank you.
And well, you've been a great mentor to me.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I've been in the business for this August will mark my 35th year in real estate. I started at 20. And so hopefully I'll be around for another 25 or 30 years. Started residential real estate, and 5 years ago started my own company and included property management in that, because that is a vital part. Everybody can't purchase a home, like you just said. And we look at it as being an asset manager, not just taking care of the properties, but we need to be able to help individuals that can't purchase and put them in a property and take care of it, because you never know, that investor or the homeowner, as you were talking about, down the line, they may want to sell it. And
right.
You really need somebody that's going to watch after the property like it's their own.
Correct.
Because then when they get ready to sell, you don't want them to have $5,000-$10,000 worth of work to do in order to do that.
Yes, and we do have a caller on the line.
Yes, we do. Wally's on line one.
Let's talk to Wally.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Wally.
Hey, Wally.
I have a really important question. You know, I've watched you two ladies for some number of decades now, and my question is it more fun and more rewarding to be a grandma or to be a real estate brokerage owner?
Well, I'm a Gigi. I'm a Gigi, not a grandma,
and
Wally.
And I'm a nana, so I am not a grandmother. To correct yourself, Wally.
So you ladies are having a little bit of difficulty with the terminology.
I would prefer them to call me Anita, but I'll handle a nana.
Well, do you prefer townhouse or condominium?
Oh, you know, I really enjoyed my condo over at Wolf Creek. Best place to live. If you love condos, Wolf Creek, give me a call. I know everything about that. And they have townhomes too. So it's a toss-up.
I want some yard. I want a little bit of yard.
So back to my original question, listen to the answer off-air if you like. Is it more exciting to be a third-generation human? Can we call it that? Or is it more fun to be a real estate brokerage owner?
It depends on what day sometimes.
Depends if I have to change diapers. I enjoy both. I enjoy mm-hmm. both very much. And but there is nothing like it. There is nothing like holding in your arms your son's baby. Our daughter's baby.
Absolutely.
Yes. In your case, your daughter's baby, my son's baby. It is a whole different ballgame. And Hunter someday is going to know what it feels like to be a daddy. And
that's why we do what we do.
Yeah, and it's a whole different relationship. And Hunter will find out it's a whole different relationship than with your parents. So it's a blessing.
And to do that in your very own home is all the more rewarding, I take it?
Correct. So Nana's out there, and Gigi's out there, and Grandma's out there need to have a yard. We definitely
bye
need
bye, ladies.
Bye-bye, Wally.
Bye,
thank
Wally.
You for calling in and tuning in to Rapid Fire Real Estate. And, you know, I am so easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside at Beach and Kernan, or at 290-1552, 290-1552. And we want to always encourage you to call into the show and ask questions, just like Wally did, at 831-0600. AJ, back to you.
All right, guys. Got some more great information coming up with Anita and her guest. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate, where you are invited to call in and ask some questions, because they sure have the expert answers that you need. The number to call here in Jacksonville, 831-0600 or 904-831-0600.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time home buyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
All right, we're back now. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate. It's a Wednesday afternoon, so you've got the last word in real estate. And here she is, Anita Hiles, with all the info you need to know. Anita?
Yes, and you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And that was nice of Wally Conway to chip in and wanting to chat with us a little bit.
I know. He's special.
He is special. We love Wally.
We do.
And everybody knows, you know, that he is the number one person in town. And, of course, he did the home inspection on my property, too, my personal property, and which I greatly appreciated. So here we are. We're talking about property management, but we have a phone call from Leanne. So let's take Leanne's question about reverse mortgages. And I may not have the answer for you today, Leanne, on this, but ask your question.
Oh, well, I have two questions. So okay. I don't need necessarily to ask you if you're not sure about that. But we're going to take, my husband and I are going to take that reverse mortgage course over the phone.
Good.
Is required. But I did have another question, too, about lease purchase I heard you talking about. And I wanted to know whether or not if somebody is wanting to rent a house, do they automatically say, yes, we might lease purchase, in, like you have to purchase in 2 years if you rent and you pay all the maintenance on it? How does that work?
Well, it's different in really in every situation, but we really don't do too many lease options to purchase. A lot of it depends on what the market is. And right now, the market is not a lease option market. We see a lot of those when the market really slows down. And then we see an increase on lease options to purchase. Wouldn't you say so, Audrey?
Absolutely.
You know, and so each one is a little bit different. But normally what a lot of people forget about, and they can come up with their own strategy and their own contract, which then someone like Hunter Reed from Attorneys Title Services LLC will put together the paperwork, which will have all the legalities in there and what all the terms and conditions are. So they can be different in every situation where, yes, you have to take care of the maintenance. But I could tell you that most, the correct way of doing a lease option is that you have to put down normally a pretty large down payment on that lease option. It could be 10 to 30,000, and then it could be anywhere from 10 to 30,000. This is how a real lease option is done: is you put down a down payment to secure it, and then you might end up renting it or until you know it's paid off, or however you the terms of the contract are.
So you may never get that deposit back, though, right?
That will go down towards your down payment.
But if you don't buy it in the 2 years, if you have the choice?
No, that's forfeited. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not good. Okay. Well, that's what I didn't understand.
But they're, you know, they're done differently. And so if that ever comes upon you, what I would tell you is that, you know, to contact Hunter Reed, and, you know, they can tell you some of the legalities with it to see if perhaps if it's a fit for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Leanne. Good luck with that reverse mortgage.
Thank you.
Yes.
Bye.
Yeah, that's always a good class to go to. They make them go to a class first, but there's a lot involved with reverse mortgages. I keep telling my mom to do it. It's like, Mom, please. Enjoy your retirement.
Right.
But tell us a little bit more about what your company offers, Audrey, in property management.
Well, we have a full-time property manager, and that's the individual that's going to have the relationship that will with the tenants and with the homeowner. They are the ones who actually coordinate all of the repairs and issues that they're the asset manager, basically. And so we have Kyle Ford is our property manager. We also have a full-time business development manager, and Jonathan Ritchie. And what he does is he goes out and looks for new business, looks for tenants for the properties, and then helps to market those properties, and then works on the renewals. And then we have one other gentleman, Ron Ritchie, who is our property services manager. And he's the one that when we take a property in, we do a full inspection of the property with pictures so that we can notate anything wrong with the property, fix anything that needs to be taken care of. And then when the tenant moves out, we can go back and do the same inspection again to help them to make sure that, you know, they aren't getting charged for a repair or an item that's broken that wasn't there when they moved in.
Right.
And then they also do 6-month inspections, internal inspections, just to make sure that the property is in great condition. That sometimes when a tenant gets in a property, they may not notice a leak in a closet or, you know, certain things like that that pertain to home ownership. And that's what their job is to go in and look for items that may be wrong that don't interfere with quiet enjoyment of the property. And then that way we help to preserve the property for the owner and do the repairs during the process, during the time. And also we check up, you know, I mean, we have people that come in, you ask them if they have a pet and they have no pet, and we do an inspection and they've got a 90-pound pit bull.
Right.
And 4 chihuahuas, you know, and we never knew it. Or, you know, there's 2 of them that applied, and there's actually 10 people living in the property. I'm just giving some funny examples, but I mean,
but they're real.
But yeah, they are real.
Yes.
And we, you know, we've heard of it. We've seen some of these kinds of things happen. And so our job is to make sure that they abide by the lease agreement that we have in place to protect the homeowner as well.
And one thing I really appreciate about your company is that you guys actually do these things. And that's why we have a partnership with you, and we refer all our rentals or leases to you,
right?
Because we know that they're going to be taken care of. The homes are going to be well taken care of, and our customers are going to be taken care of. And so how can people get a hold of you?
They can reach out. Our number is 904-853-6624. We have actually two locations that our property management's located in. One is in Jacksonville Beach on 3rd Street, and the other one is in our newest location, Arlington.
Yes, and I went to your grand opening.
That I know.
That was amazing.
You.
I love it. Yeah.
Yes. It's easy to get to all of our properties from there versus the beach, but we have the ability to, you know, having the office out at the beach helps us to take care of the short-term and vacation rentals and things like that.
Yes, because you guys provide a full-service property management, long and short-term rentals, vacation rentals, investment properties, corporate housing, relocation services, just really everything. If people come into town and want luxury homes or condominiums, you guys do that as well. And so you guys provide a large service.
And one of the things, Anita, too, that we've done with your team and any other team is if you have someone relocating and they're building a home and they want something short term, to live in until their property is ready, or they may not be ready to buy. They want to come in and check out the area a little bit more at length, then we can help them find the short-term housing that they're looking for until they're ready to buy.
That's awesome. Now, Hunter Reed, glad to have you today.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Yes.
I appreciate the opportunity.
And tell us some horror stories. You deal with the legal side of it. We can, Audrey and I are the ones that actually see some of these homes are like in bad condition. I mean, I remember, you know, when I was moving out of my home and had a rent, and I could not believe some of the conditions of these homes. I tell you what, people wanted me to rent their house because I took care of it like it was my own.
And, that's what you want.
Yeah. And it's so important. It really is. And there's a lot of people, unfortunately, that just don't do that, which I don't understand. But what are some of the laws that are important to, to leasing a property that you would, if you had a renter right here in front of us, what are some things that you would want them to look out for if they're renting?
Sure. If I'm, and again, we have a law firm side to our title. It's an attorney title law group. And, you know, we see a lot of this. Jacksonville's a big market for rentals.
Yes.
And sometimes the landlords check out and they don't take much care of their property and they're not very responsive. So, you know, we've seen a lot of issues with mold. Rodents are big as well, and just dangerous households where, a lot of exposed wire. So it's, one of the biggest things, and my advice if you're about to go in and rent a property is read the lease. The landlord's going to give you a lease. It needs to be a well put together lease. You need to take your time, read every word, make sure you understand it. I had a tenant come to me with a lease that was drafted on Michigan laws. And so we have a so it's it was a download off the internet and
they forgot to change it.
Yeah, but yeah, we'll definitely continue with that. And there is some horror stories, and I do have a couple tips for tenants who are about to move in.
Yeah, because it's so important. It's so important to know that contract. Because a lot of people think, well, I can get out of the contract. No, it's a contract.
Right.
It's a contract for, 12 months. You're stuck with it. So, yes.
Yeah, we.
And you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
Got a few seconds left here.
We do. And we want you to call in. We've got great people on the show today. And this is the time to ask about leasing. So give us a call at 831-0600, 831-0600, and that is 904. And back to you, AJ.
All right, Anita, and our guests return. We've got some news, traffic information, the weather, and more all right here, WBOB.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The House Judiciary Committee has voted to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress, escalating the legal battle with the Trump administration over access to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. The committee voted 24-16 to hold Barr in contempt after the Justice Department rejected House Democrats' demands for the full Mueller report and the underlying evidence. The contempt resolution against Barr now moves to the full House. Charter school shooting suspect Devon Erickson has made his first court appearance, bowing his head during much of the proceedings with his dark hair streaked with purple covering his eyes. The 18-year-old was handcuffed and shackled and nodded to answer the judge's questions. At one point, the judge requested a verbal answer to whether he had any questions about the proceedings. He simply said no. On Wall Street, the Dow by 2 points, the NASDAQ dropped 21, the S&P lower by 5. This is SRN News.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
No active accidents, but there is a disabled vehicle on the north side on I-95 heading north beyond Dunn Avenue. Also, congestion building up on the East Beltway 295 southbound from Butler Boulevard to Bay Meadows Road, and congestion on I-95 heading north toward the Fuller Warren Bridge and the ramp to I-10. Partly cloudy tonight, low 66. Thursday, mostly sunny, high 85.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
I'm Lou Dobbs. GM moves to save auto worker jobs in Ohio. Walmart raising the minimum age to 21 to buy tobacco products, and Uber drivers on strike. Those stories next.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to onestockretirement.com. That's onestockretirement.com.
General Motors negotiating to sell its closed plant in Lordstown, Ohio, to an American electric truck company. The company is Workhorse, and GM plans to invest $700 million in other Ohio plants, adding 450 new jobs. The president is pleased. Walmart announced it's raising the minimum age to buy tobacco products and e-cigarettes to 21. This at all 5,300 of its stores, including Sam's Club outlets. The new rule takes effect in July. Walmart also will no longer sell fruit flavored e-cigarettes. On Wall Street today, stocks closed lower, but the Dow up 2 points, the NASDAQ down 20, the S&P down 5. Uber drivers all around the world staged a strike today over higher wages. The strike had little effect in New York City. Uber's IPO set for Friday. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Oh, you got a house? Could be brick, could be wood. And you know what? Anita Hiles is here to tell you all you need to know about real estate and more right here on Rapid Fire Real Estate. Anita, it's yours.
Yes, and I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside, 904-290-1552. So if you're too shy to freaking call in, then
you can call in. You don't have to be shy.
You can call me after the show at 904-290-1552. So we were talking about kind of like the laws pertaining to either being a landlord or a tenant, mm-hmm. and, you know, what do tenants need to know? Because a lot of them, you know, we get the phone calls. I get questions, you know, people will call the office and ask me a question about their lease. And, it's important that they, like you were mentioning, that they read it and know it.
Right. And, you know, and one of the big, you know, issues we see as well is when you go at the termination of the lease, you know, you run into the security deposit issue. I think everybody has, you know, grown up and leased a property at least one time. And we always run into the end of the term and where we have to deal with security deposits. So my best advice, and if you don't have a great property manager like Ms. Audrey, you need to take videos, pictures of everything. I'm talking about the roof, walls, inside the oven, inside the microwave itself. Take your time, walk through the house, document everything. So when it's time to actually leave the premises at the termination, the termination of your lease, you do have that proof. You know, we have a lot of security deposit disputes that we get in our office. More than welcome to take those on. And, you know, we have four other attorneys on staff as well that know these and can work with you on these. Unfortunately, landlords will take try to take all of, if not most of your security deposit, and they try to, you know, use it towards their house to improve their house. They want to paint the walls again, you know, even though the paint wasn't damaged by the tenant. They want to recarpet, even though it's normal wear and tear. So again, it's very important to actually go through and document everything in the property when you first move in there. The landlord has to follow the statutory provisions and Florida statutes in Chapter 83, Part 2, step by step. You know, they have to, within 15 days, give you a written notice that they are going to be making a claim on your security deposit. They have to return it within 15 days. They have to give you a written notice that they will be claiming part or not all of the security deposit via certified mail. And then you as a tenant, under the statute, have 15 days to respond in writing to object to that, the taking of your security deposit. So this is statutory procedure. Landlords will get themselves in trouble. I represent a lot of tenants, and they don't realize that in some cases they're playing with fire because they are trying to improve their property with the tenant's money, and they're found to be, claiming false claims on the security deposit, then they have to pay attorney's fees. And so it's again, that's something that's taken into consideration on both sides, as a landlord and as a tenant. Just document everything, be careful. And then, you know, one more thing is as far as, you know, advice to tenants. If you know there's a chance that you may have to terminate your lease early, it's an option through the statutes to work with your landlord. And again, the landlord doesn't have to agree with this, to have a 2-month, to have an early termination clause in there, which means if you're going to terminate the lease, you know, prior to, you know, the end of your 12 months, typically your lease, you have the option to pay full 2 months rent. And that way you can actually relieve yourself of the duties under the lease, and you're not going to have to pay the rest of the term. So there's it gets in some hairy situations, and sometimes you do need an attorney, and, welcoming all calls for that, to field those. And sometimes it's a quick answer, and sometimes we have to sit down with you and really weigh out the pros and cons.
And I was, how about evictions? What are, there's basically like four steps. You know, when somebody, when a landlord's going to evict a tenant, what are the steps that they need to go through? Because it's not as easy as people think. But as far as Florida, I think it is pretty simple.
Yeah, it is. And then, unfortunately, a lot of times landlords get online, they go on Google, and, they get misinformation. It's statute driven. So the first step, they're late on their payment. And again, you have to refer back to your lease to see, the date that they make their payment. It's usually the first day of the month, or sometimes there's leeway to the first 3 days. If you don't have that payment for that month, you post what's known as a 3-day notice. That has to actually be drafted properly, or else it'll be rejected by the court once you go in there if you do it improperly. So again, you go step by step with the statute. There's examples for that. At the end of that 3-day notice, if they do not pay the full month's rent, then you actually serve them with a summons and you file a complaint. I used to be part of a firm that represented one of the largest property management groups in Florida, and so I've done countless evictions. So it's easy because I do see, or easy to make mistakes on, and the tenant will stay in there for much longer, and you'll be losing out on those monthly payments. So it is important to consult with an attorney if you have not done that before on your own.
And usually you could get those forms online.
Correct. Actually, in Duval County, they do have a a PDF, and they do have the information on that as well.
That they can fill out and then serve their tenants if necessary. We always hope that that never happens, but...
Nobody wins in an eviction.
I know, and it just amazes me that
it does happen. It too, Anita, is if the tenant's going to fall behind, once they fall behind, sometimes they just continue even though they have the ability, or they withhold money because the landlord hasn't done something, and there are steps that they can take to put the rent with an attorney in escrow and file a claim that says that, hey, I'm living with a leaking roof, but you still have to make your payment. Just because your landlord doesn't perform doesn't mean that you don't pay your rent. So there are ways of protection for that. And I would say the biggest thing in having a property manager is we know the laws. We know what has to happen. And, report all issues that you have, no matter how minor. If it wasn't there when you moved in, you need to report it.
Absolutely. And I think a big step too, as well, if you're not going to go through a property manager, I'm sure you guys use a very strict vetting process when you go through. You're going to check credit scores, employment, past judgments to see if they have been evicted in the past. And so that is, that's one of the benefits of going through a property management group or a well-known and a good property management group as Ms. Audrey is running. And, it's important to have those tenants vetted because you do run into problems. They will... try to skate around the fact they are unemployed. And, I've ran into the same defendant, I think, on three different leases. He's just become a pro at getting in there and he knows how to work the eviction process and stay in the home as long as he can. And unfortunately, people do take advantage of kind people in our community. And
they do.
So something to certainly take in mind,
vet them. I can say that, when I moved here and... of course, I bought a house immediately when we relocated. But when we separated, it was tough finding a place that was decent. And, on the West Coast, we don't have that issue. It's like, they fix it up and it's nice and you move in and, the birds are chirping outside. And and here I was really shocked at the condition and that they don't upgrade anything. And everything's mismatched, and I don't know about anybody else. I can't live in that kind of condition. So it's like trying to find something was very difficult. And it just amazes me because I'm thinking, well, you're already dictating what type of tenant you want in here. Somebody who's not going to take care of it. It's like, if you want someone to move into your home and take care of it, my thought process is, you make sure that it's updated, it looks nice, it's presentable, and you ask for more rent, and you end up getting a good tenant that way. And that's just my thought on that. It was just hard to find someplace. And that's why I hooked up with Audrey, because you make sure that your landlord's take care of everything, as well as then you maintain it. And I think that's important. It's important because
The longer you take to make a repair, the further damage the property can have.
Oh my God, yes.
And then you have an irritated tenant, and you just got to try and take care of it as soon as possible. And that preserves the property so that you don't incur that additional damage. And then you don't have issues with the tenant wanting part of the rent back because they were inconvenienced.
Correct. And so it's so important for, I think, landlords to make sure that they do take care of their properties. And I always say, charge more. You'll get good people in there that will take care of it. And I've never had a problem anytime I've had to lease my properties. They've been nice properties, and of course I charge for it. So, and AJ, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Perfect.
We're ready to get some commercial messages on. The phones are ringing in the studio. We're ready right here. 831-0600.
There
we'll be back with Anita Hiles and her guests. More some Great information coming up. You've got which direction you're going in? Some hot action too?
Yes, because it's just hot in here.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time home buyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Oh, yeah, sellers want to hear that, I imagine. Take that money and run. All right, we're back with Rapid Fire Real Estate, our final segment here on this Wednesday afternoon. Anita
That's
Hiles
right.
is your hostess, and she has some great guests.
That's right, and I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And please go to my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and like and follow it. It's got great information about home buying, about leasing property, about disaster preparedness and local events, because we want people to live and enjoy local entertainment. And I have that all on my Facebook page. So please go to it and you'll find a great deal of information on there. And today we're talking about something different. We're talking about, you know, leasing property, property management, and our job as realtors is to find what you need. And sometimes when we, sometimes there are buyers that are just not quite ready. And so you might, you know, need to correct some things on your credit report, or maybe you're not sure where you want to live yet. And so you might need to lease a property. And so we highly recommend the Legends East Coast Property Management, and their phone number is 904-853-6624. That's 853-6624. Audrey Lackey is an icon in this community. She knows her real estate. been in it for over 35 years. And Audrey, I know you have a little more to add. We were talking about earlier before we went on to break was that, you know, I'm saying raise the price and make sure the house looks good. And then Audrey told me.
Price point, there's no prejudice. It doesn't matter. I mean, you've got to find the right tenant. We've seen issues happen with high-end properties. And, sure. You know, you can't control everything. You do your best to vet who the tenant is. I've had personal experience, you know, you expect the best, but I've had people in the $700-$800 a month price range leave a house better than it was rented to them.
And that's how I did.
And I've had individuals, and this is over a span of 35 years in the business, that are high end that didn't do really what they should have. So you really can't, you know. You hope that everybody will take care of it, and that's why it's important to vet and to find out. You know, one thing that we were talking about during the break was individuals that might have had issues back when we had the real estate bubble, if that's what you want to call it, and had issues where they lost their jobs and sure. They moved out. You know, you have to look, you have to take account into account those situations and look at the big picture.
Right.
And, you know, our job is to help the individual find what's going to work for their families, whether it's a year, a couple of years, or short term. And I think we've got the team to help them do that.
You do. And that's why we at Realty Executive Oceanside appreciate you guys. And we refer our people to you because we know.
And we love it. Thank you.
We know they're going to be taken care of. And Hunter Reed from Attorneys Title Services, LLC. People can reach you. You guys have a few locations, so tell us about it.
Yeah, so our headquarters is in Mandarin off San Jose. We have a satellite office that Jessica Morris runs, and that's in Ponte Vedra Beach. I'm in your office over at Beach and Kernan, and we also have an Orange Park office. We can, we have five attorneys on staff. With a lot of experience, so if we do run into a problem and we go, you know, I just haven't seen that before, we can bounce it off of each other. And, you know, it's been very seldom that we've ran into something where, you know, one of us didn't have an answer. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. It's under Attorney's Title. And we would love for you guys to follow along with us. We do a lot of things in the community, and we'd like to stay, you know, kind of up on the social networks as well, just to let you know what we're doing, and we'd love to see what you guys are doing as well.
Yes, and what are your last words of advice for a tenant?
Again, as for a tenant, I think the most important part is to take pictures, take videos, document everything that happens. When you speak with your landlord, if he's going to make you a promise, he or she's going to make you a promise, make sure it's in writing, emails, text messages. And again, at the end of the term, when you do run into that problem, if they are holding the security deposit, you have the proof to show, hey, you know, I did not damage this. That tile was cracked before I move in. You know, the screen on the back porch was already broken. So just make sure you go through with a fine tooth comb through the whole property, and so you do have that evidence at the end. So, you know, we do have to take this to court for you. We have the picture evidence, and it'll be a slam dunk.
And it's the same thing, for. The landlords, you know, the same concept.
Absolutely.
You know, and Audrey mentioned that, taking those pictures and videos and documentation and everything in writing. And so it really is on both sides. And it's important, you know, with any contract. So many of us just, you know, we're in a hurry and, you know, it's like, okay, where do I sign? You know, and but it's so important to read it and know it and be familiar with it, because you never know if you have to revert back to your contract. And we have a lot of people that like to buy and, you know, get there in a lease. And, you know, so we always try to work with them on that and work with the landlords on that. And usually, you know, we tell them in enough advance, you know, they're willing to put the property on the market. And if they can find somebody, you know, type of thing, and it works out. But that is a 1-year lease, and it is a 1-year lease. Mm-hmm. And so
Gotta be. Keep that documentation. You got to keep the paper trail. That's great information. Now we're getting to the time where we're getting close to the top of the hour.
Ole, ole. It was Cinco de Mayo. It's time for our hot properties. And we've got some great deals for you, especially this one at 5939 Charles D. Evers Drive. The zip code is 32219. It is off of the 295 south on New Kings Road area. It's only $112,000. It is a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, over 1,178 square feet. Let me tell you, they just put a nice small little kitchen in this. I don't know why it's still on the market. It is cute as a button. And is it perfect? No. But it has a new kitchen in it. The bathrooms look good. You can go in and make your own personal touches to it. It's only $112,000. Oh, wow. I would love to get this off of the books. It is awesome. And of course, I've got a beautiful house in Tamaya. And if you want, I will take you over to Tamaya and show you the new construction homes there, take you into the clubhouse, give you a personal tour, a nice private tour. And I also have a listing there at 3145 Brett Unger Drive. That's 3145 Brett Unger Drive. It's $485,900. It is a three-bedroom, two-bathroom. It's over 2,271 square feet. It's got a beautiful, huge sunroom that is heated and AC'd. And it doesn't even look like anybody's ever lived in this house. It looks like a model. You're going to have to look it up online. It's just gorgeous. Another thing that we did, which was great, is we did digital staging on it. So please look it up. That's 3145 Brett Unger Drive in Jacksonville. And the zip code on that is 32246. And those are our hot properties. I'd like to get those two off of the books. And, of course, I'm always offering you that great deal. If you list with me, I will pay for your home warranty. So that is a $550 value. And so give me a call at 290-1552. And if you list with me, I will take care of that bill for you. And we'll use our great home warranty gal, Carly Mack, on that. So we're always here to serve you at Rapid Fire Real Estate and at Realty Executive Oceanside. And drop by. I was almost late coming in today because I stopped by my new home and dropped off Jake. And I have a Weimaraner who's awesome. He is our office dog, so bring him a dog treat. He loves it. And he would love to have you guys drop by. He loves when that bell turns on and we have customers coming in that he can greet at the front door. Right, AJ?
That's exactly right.
Yes.
That's right. As long as you're barking up the right tree.
That's right. We have a great show for you next week, so make sure you tune in because we have a great show. But one of the people we have, I'm not going to tell you all of it because it's a surprise, but we're going to have an appraiser on here. So get ready for that. I know everybody's going to have tons of questions for an appraiser.
Next Wednesday, only 1 week away, and it comes around pretty quick these days.
It does.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Audrey.
Thank
Thanks, Hunter.
Thank you.
Thank you.